Word on Today FM.
Now, Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Cars, how much apparently on average a year does a person spend to keep their car on the road?
Huge, Matt, huge. 10,000 and close to 400 euros. So more than 10,000 euros to keep a car on the road.
Oh, how could that be?
That is so expensive. And that's one car. Plenty of families have two cars. And, you know, in rural Ireland, you need cars. Obviously, you don't have the options. But, yeah, what the hell? I mean, the big ones, I suppose, really is depreciation. You know,
which is a non-cash item.
It's a non-cash, but it is, Matt, when you go then to trade in the car, you have lost so much value on that car that that is just gone. And you have to kind of stump up extra money. So,
To replace it, effectively.
So, you know, I've had a long argument with accountants about this, and they're going, look, that's just something companies do. They write down the value of cars. It doesn't affect a punter. It does in that sense that when you're replacing the car, you have less of a car, basically. As soon as you get into that car, it depreciates rapidly. This is a study done by Outsurance, the South African insurance company. They advertise an awful lot on telly. They based it on a 2024 Hyundai, I never pronounced this properly, Tucson. And they're saying, look, that's probably about 40 grand's worth. It's a 2024 model. It's last year's model. And it's probably losing about 6 grand a year. Now, that's huge. It's absolutely huge, Matt. But the other big one is fuel. Fuel is expensive in this country. One of the most expensive countries for fuel, whether it's diesel or petrol. And as we know, half it goes to the government in VAT and excise duty and levies and whatever else. That's about 1,500 euros a year alone. I mean, all told, we're talking here about 860 euros a month to run a car overall, about 30 euros a day. You know,
let's go through the other things.
Yeah, there's loads of things, Matt. You know, when they all add up.
Yeah, I noticed they had the depreciation in there, but they don't actually have the financing cost, do they? Because, you know, if you spend 40,000 on buying a car, you'll probably have to take out a big loan and you've got your repayments and that. Or if you're doing a PCP, you've got those repayments every month.
Yeah.
So that's probably not too far off the depreciation figure, but that's a real cash figure.
You could replace one with the other. You're right, Matt. There's very few people who will have the cash to go in to a showroom and spend 40 grand.
So there's the financing cost. So
and you're probably talking about 200-300 euros a month on that, you know?
Okay, so you've got your fuel costs, you've got your annual upkeep.
Yeah.
Regular servicing.
Again, I think they've been reasonable here. You know, they've looked at these costs in terms of, they've gone to a lot of official sites and tried to work out what it might be here. The maintenance and servicing they're putting in at 736, say 740. That's all very well until you have a big problem and it's expensive to fix. Particularly EVs are very expensive if there's a problem. You know, even if you have to replace a couple of tyres, you know, you'd easily bust that figure out. This is just maintenance and, you know, general stuff that you have to do every year.
There's another one. I wonder how many people actually really count out their parking costs.
Yeah,
now,
it's huge.
Some people actually do get a sort of a tag and they might have a month put up on it. They might get over 20 quid or whatever. Now, they might have to top that up if they overuse it. But a lot of people, I suspect, just sort of use their small change or they just tap their car to pay for their parking without maybe making a calculation as to how much they might have spent in a month or over the year on parking.
And these people make it very easy for you. They have apps, you know, where you can just use your card on your phone to pay for it. And yeah, you're right, Matt. There's very few places now where you can get away with free parking. It's almost everywhere. You know, people on to me last week saying at Limerick Station, they put up the parking charges usually there because it was out of sync, apparently, with other cities. And you're talking here about close to 500 euros a year in parking charges. And this is assuming that people are not going into the office 5 days a week the way they used to. But, you know, that's a huge cost.
But Morris says, what's the alternative cost to go from A to B if you don't have a car? Plus, if you live in the middle of nowhere with no bus service, how else can you get around?
Absolutely agree with that. If you need to get to a medical appointment and you need the flexibility, you need to be dropping kids off. Standing around waiting for buses, I know, is very difficult. In the rural North County Dublin village that I live in, the route was taken away from Dublin Bus and was given to Go Ahead. The buses don't turn up half the time. I mean, that's a real problem as well. There is a difficulty getting drivers and mechanics. So sometimes it's a struggle for a reliable service. So, people jump on their cars.
Another listener says, I forgot to put in toll costs, which is a big one.
No, toll costs, Matt, about 200 euros. I mean, you know, NCT, 60 euros. Motor tax, €435 for this car we're talking about. You know, there is a whole string of different things that come into it every year.
But another listener saying, like, it's quite amusing to hear that an insurance company is pointing out all of these other costs when the cost of insurance itself is such a major factor for many people.
I would totally agree with that, Pat. The insurance costs in this country have been going up for about 21 months in a row, motor insurance. They're very, very high, despite all the reforms that were introduced. We have another insurance reform plan coming up from the government tomorrow. But, it just seems that insurance costs go up all the time.
Another one says, one thing I hate is the insurance company saying, oh, the age of your car is affecting your insurance. Why would it, when it passes the NCT every year, and you have to pay for your NCT, why would my insurance cost more just because my car is an 06 Corolla?
Yeah, there you are. They always seem to have reasons. It's the most lacking in transparency thing out there, isn't it, insurance? Every insurance policy is based on individual risk circumstances. So, it's very difficult to compare them.
So this listener...
Be very careful that you don't just accept what your insurance company is telling
you. This listener challenged you on the figures. You're just quoting this research that OutSurance has produced, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
And they're saying this is done on a major survey of Irish drivers. So this listener has their own particular... Says, I dropped only 3,000 after 6 years on selling my Peugeot 2008, 1,200 a year in fuel, 300 in insurance, 500 on a service. Well, listener, if that's your experience, that's fine. But other people might have more expensive cars, or they might have, in say, longer journeys that they have to take every day.
This is just trying to get a decent estimate of what it might be. It's not going to apply to everybody. Some people will have lower mileage, so their fuel cost is going to be lower. Some people might never park at a place where you have to pay for parking. This is going to vary. Of course it is.
Listener says, I'm waiting for the actual point here. Owning a car costs money. Who knew? Yeah, but it's a question of how much money it actually costs, isn't it?
If
we're ending up having to pay for some of the most expensive petrol and diesel that you'll get in the EU, for example, if our insurance costs more than it would cost in the rest of the EU, if we have higher tolls, higher parking charges, surely that's all relevant for us to discuss, isn't it?
I think we're questioning this as well, Matt. I think that's reasonable. We things are expensive in this country, and we're very, very, very car dependent because we're quite rural outside of the big cities. So I think it's reasonable to question, why do we pay so much for tolls even though we pay motor tax? Why is fuel costs so heavily taxed and levied? We have a young car fleet, and yet our insurance costs are very, very high here. And there was a lot of reforms put through for the insurance companies. It is expensive to drive a car, and I don't think it's unreasonable to ask, why is it so expensive, actually?
Thank you, Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent.
The Last Word on Today FM.